This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Joysters. And do you know what? We've been off for a few weeks, so we're so excited. Welcome back, Timothy.
Oh, it's so nice to be back.
Oh, it's good that you got off the boat. We're going to talk to you a little bit more about your travels.
Yes, sure.
Great. In a little bit. Dean Murphy, how are you, Dolphin?
I've survived another Easter. Can I just say, I hope many, many people had a lovely old time, ran a few events.
Four parties
over in a weekend. 3 days.
Oh, you need a week off.
I need a year off.
Oh, I'm actually surprised you even managed to get out of bed this morning.
Well, look, you know what? You do these kind of things, don't you? I mean, the problem with
these days
is that some people want to go out on Friday and some people want to go out on Sunday. So you try and cater for everyone. And hopefully someone got a little bit of something.
God love you, Cotton Socks. Well, I know that Chris Jemison, if you're listening, good morning. Chris Jemison got arthritis after your party.
Well, he did 18 hours of
18
dancing.
18 hours of dancing over the weekend. He said, oh.
Trust me, I saw him at the end of the fourth one. I saw him sitting on a seat. He didn't look like he was going home.
Yeah, no. Well, that's why I don't go anymore.
No.
Because I just feel like this old body is not. I can't do that.
Look, I'd like to hear from the Joysters this morning on what you did. Obviously, you probably talked about it all week with other shows, but because we're on a Friday,
forgive us.
We just want to hear.
Or indulge us.
Whether you guys actually had a really rocking little time over Easter, went away, did some trips, did some camping, did some parties.
I helped my partner to pack up his house at that end because we're in the middle of moving. Yay! Oh. Is it moving fast?
This is about your 20th
got
move.
A blunt spoon I'd like to stab myself in the forehead with. Yeah, I'm so over moving.
Here's one.
Yeah, thank you. Not plastic, though. I'll make it sharp.
Yeah,
so you're moving again. Oh, yeah, I'm beside myself. It's like the most torturous time.
And for close friends and family around you.
You've lifted not one finger.
Get out.
And you know,
I helped you. Did I? No, what about the last one? I helped you up those stairs. There was a million flights. What?
You did about two loads
of couches and stuff.
You bought me a cold hot chocolate and you did about two. I pay people
anyway,
to do it these
you
days.
You know what? You're lucky I turned up at all.
I think you might be addicted to moving, to be honest.
I think you are too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I just don't think you're settled. I think you need to just like
meditation. Either threw up or swore really loudly into the microphone. No, it's just too many times.
While we've been away, there's been quite a few things happen to all of us. Right, Tim, we'll talk about Tim.
We're very busy.
I don't think mine's that good.
No, yours was
amazing.
A boat with 15 people.
Oh, yeah, I did go on a cruise. I was going to say that I went on the restaurant tram, but I went on a cruise.
Oh, my God. Tell us what you did on your 2 weeks off. Yeah, I went on the restaurant tram. Wow. Okay.
Good, though. Good piece of meat. Anyway.
It
actually was, yeah.
Does that go out to Maribyrnong? Because I'm moving out there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you had to go there with the tram, didn't you?
Because there's a tram line out there.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They've got a tram line out there. But no, the restaurant tram does not go out there. I'm sorry.
I think there's only a boat that goes there. Isn't there a river?
Shush. Back to Tim.
Will Uber Eats go out there?
No, I know. I'm freaking out. Sorry.
Can we get back on track? This is really interesting conversation. But Tim went on a cruise.
I went on a cruise,
yes. Fabulous.
Yeah, it was amazing. There was 15 of us. To be honest, we ate and drank ourselves stupid. But at the same time, too, I did do myself a little bit of good because I laughed so hard, I came home with one ab.
Oh, fabulous.
One.
Give yourself the clap. I think that's fantastic.
And Anna Murphy, you did some stand-up and for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. First time ever.
I did. Bucket list.
I went to 3 days of the four.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe I went to no, 3 days of four. You were good.
Thank you.
Damn good.
Thank
you
very much.
I'm so gutted that I missed it. Was it recorded by any chance?
It has been. Actually, my partner's got it on his phone. So if you're listening, please don't do anything to that phone today. because now I've thought about it. We haven't uploaded it. Yes, and my sister-in-law filmed it, but from a terrible angle. And I find it very difficult to watch it.
Was it below the chin?
Yeah, it was. No, it's not good.
Oh, God.
But anyway, no, that's all right.
Great job. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a really good job. That is a really good job. Well done
to you. Thank
you.
With our older sibling, Peter Murphy, we had a wonderful time. The kids got involved, our nephews, who were stars of the show a couple of weeks ago here at Murphy's Law. It was a very all in collaboration in the end. It was great fun. So, yeah, no, and it was well received. It was just a lighthearted, fun comedy show. So, yay!
Yay!
I'm feeling good on
quite
you.
Proud. What about you, mister?
Well, I might have won a gold medal.
Yay!
May have. Well, yeah, I did.
Getting the clap today.
I threw myself off a board over in Adelaide. It was national titles. Well, I had kids diving in it anyway, so I was like, yeah, you know what, I'll go in that. Not in their comp.
My own, a little creepy.
My own age bracket. And yeah, I ended up winning one. But it was,
wow.
You know, it was more that, it was more, I've got to talk about it after this song because I really do love Adelaide. And we'll talk about it after this.
Oh, she's a polarizing minx, Adelaide.
She is indeed. But let's talk about it after this song, shall we? You're on Joy. Now, I want to have a rant about Adelaide.
Oh.
Okay, so I go over there. It's national titles. The kids are all in it. I'm going to go in it. But
you've got to be in it to win it.
Got to be in it to win it. I didn't know I was going to the last second, so I got online and I booked a hotel the night before because I'm down in Glenelg. Mm-hmm. Right, which is lovely. It's right
it's
on the water.
Yeah,
yeah, it's beautiful. It was freezing cold down there when I was there. Anyway, so I rock up on a Sunday, and it's like a ghost. It's actually like a scene out of The Walking Dead with just no zombies. There's no one there, right? It's just nothing there.
No,
right?
It's not. It's very, it isn't, yeah.
There's nothing
it's
there.
It's not busy.
No, it's not busy at all. Anyway, so I thought I better get to the hotel because it's getting later. And so the cab pulls up at what looked like, it didn't sort of look like the brochure. Let's just say the brochure was this beautiful hotel overlooking the water with
that old chestnut.
Boats and whatever. And mine looked like a hurricane had come through and dumped a motel on the side of a road. Right?
So, which is always disappointing. We've all had that.
But I thought, you know what? It was. I'm only here for a couple of days, so it's cheap. And I'm really just here to coach and dive and do all that kind of stuff. So who cares?
I can't imagine that's overly inspirational, though, for an athlete.
No, it's not.
You know, to be in a dodgy motel for a couple of days.
No,
bring out your best.
No.
I think it's humbling though, isn't it?
Oh, it is a bit, yes.
Yeah, well. Anyway, so I got in the room and I dumped my stuff and I thought, you know, it's getting late. I'll order some room service.
Oh, God.
There's a note on the phone. Sorry, phone's broken. I thought, okay, well, I'll walk down and see Glenys in Glenelg down at reception. And so I went down and I said to her, oh, hi, I've just arrived. Phone's dead. Can I order some room service? She goes, oh, no, we don't do that on Sundays.
Oh, God, no, you don't. Of course you don't.
Of course you don't. So I've got no food. And I'm like, okay, that's good. Anyway, so.
That's like the Perth trap.
So I thought.
You get there on a Sunday and nothing's open.
Nothing's open. So I walked myself. And I thought, oh, God, what am I going to do? So I go. She goes, oh, next door. Go next door. You can have some food there. So I go in next door and it's like this. I felt like all of a sudden I'd been time warped into some pub in some country town and they were all drunk and they were all singing Shania Twain.
Oh, heaven. Heaven. You've just turned this trip around.
So I'm like,
I love that.
Feels like a woman. So that was all going on and I'm trying to order a schnitzel, right? So
a schnitzel.
So can I?
You're
I'm
brave.
Like, she likes, what do you want? Over the bar, because it's so loud in there. I said, can I have a schnitzel? Right?
Oh, and
so
I would have just got some chips.
That thing,
it's hard to get poisoning off
that
chips.
That thing, they dipped that thing into that end. They literally had boiled, baked and boiled and fried this piece of whatever. Anyway, the story gets better, but we've got to go to a song. Like, seriously, back in the song.
Two-part story.
This is Calvin Harris on Joy.
Anyway, before we went off and got busy doing songs
I was telling the story about how my trip to Adelaide in my motel.
Yes, that's right.
And you left us at the part where you were in a Shania Twain bar.
Deep frying a schnitzel while everyone was singing Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh, I love that.
And then I thought, I better go back to my little motel because I've got to get some sleep. And so I went back and it was cold. Like, Adelaide's cold. It's not great. It's cold. Oh. And so I get back to the room and I decide, oh, well, I'll turn it. Because I've got no phone. Remember that part?
Yep.
I've got no phone. There's no room service.
Oh, no, I don't remember that. Oh, no phone in your room.
Yes. Yeah, there's no phone. No phone's working in the room. There's no room service.
What about your mobile phone?
My phone, but fine.
Oh, right, okay.
Fine, but
sorry.
If I need to ring reception, I can't do it on that.
All right.
Anyway, thank you for your interjection. Anyway, so then I thought I'll turn on the air conditioner, the heater. because I need some warmth. Freezing. Like this is there's icicles coming off the roof, and so I turned it on. Nothing. I thought I've got no phone. I've got no room service. I've got now no heater. I was like, God, what is this place? Like, wow. Seriously. So then I go to reception and ask Glenys.
I said, I love Glenys from Glenelg.
I said, Glenys, I have no heater in the room. She goes, oh, when did you turn it on? I said, oh, about 10 minutes ago. She goes, oh, no, it takes 45 minutes to warm up.
45.
I said, where am I? 1963.
Well, they are a little bit behind, yes.
So anyway, all that
Glenys' husband, Glenn from Glenelg, is out the back pedalling for 45 minutes to get the heat to come to your room.
Make matters worse, I the next morning heard scratching. Scratch, 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 scratch.
Oh, God.
Scratch, 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 scratch.
But you have rats as well.
Mice, not a rat, mice. So I'm like, where am I? This is ridiculous. Anyway, I've only got two nights
there. I'm terrified of mice.
I have to go that morning and pick up one of my divers whose family is loaded, right? And so I have to pick her up from the Stanford Grand Hotel.
Of course you do. Right?
And I go, hi, so-and-so, how was your night? Oh, she said, oh, we had dinner and we went for swims in the pool. And what? How was your night? And I said, I saw a rat this morning. I caught it a rat. It was a mouse. And off we went to the pool. I said, don't talk about it anymore. So that was my trip to Adelaide in the motel. Yeah, great. Really
it
good.
It sort of resembles a Stephen King novel. We have been discussing a few things this morning about going back in time, really, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, certainly Dean Murphy has.
Spent
a weekend
trip
in Adelaide. And it felt like he'd gone back a decade or two. I think he said into the 60s. Now, I'm just going to something's drawn my attention and I need to discuss it because I'm a big believer that some things need to be left in the past.
Absolutely.
You know, once you move on, you just move on.
Yeah.
We don't need to. I am a fan of some of the bigger bands in the world coming back and doing reunion tours because I'm going out to see Midnight Oil at the end of the year and, you know, I've seen Cold Chisel and I'm really outing myself as the biggest bogan of all time. But, you know, I think Steps came back recently, didn't they?
Yeah, look, I understand big bands, Steps.
S Club 7, I don't know, anything, something, yeah. You know, that was popular at the time, I get it. But some things need to be left alone. And
what have you found?
Cast your mind back. You're a sports person.
Yes.
You remember the Sydney Olympics?
Oh, absolutely.
Remember little Nikki Webster?
Oh, yes.
13-year-old that flew along the roof of the Sydney Olympic Stadium.
Stuck in a pole, wasn't she?
Stuck in a pole. And she had a little Olympic song or a little song that came out afterwards.
Yeah,
remember that?
She gave it a red hot crack at a pop career. What was it called? Strawberry Kisses.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And wasn't that cute when she was 13?
Yeah.
Strawberry Kisses.
Yeah.
And everybody probably just thought, that's really good that we never have to hear that song again. Now, a decade and a half later, Timothy and Joyce is alone listening. Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Is she back?
It's so true. She's 29. And Webster has given her breakthrough track a reboot.
Oh, no.
Which I have to say, from listening to it, sounds exactly the same as the original, except now that we've got weatherman turned MC Sam Mack doing a rap in the middle of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to, we're right to go. I'm just going to dazzle you with this.
Oh, is she in the Olympic arena there?
In the Olympic arena. Why?
I just got back. Get it. What are you doing?
Dean Murphy's come back in the studio nearly.
What the hell was that?
Okay. So
I feel like I was having a flashback from
As you were moving the cars, we decided to go back in time. And little Nikki Webster has decided to re-release Strawberry Kisses with the help of MC weatherman turned rapper. What's his name? Sam Mack.
Oh, it almost makes you feel like that. You wish those harnesses in the Olympic Games weren't so tight.
You're very much more horrible than I was attempting to be about the whole situation.
Sometimes I get, like in my own career, like looking at my life and what I'm doing with my career, and I get a little conflicted or a little concerned or like, oh, you know, maybe it's time for a change. I think, Nikki, Like, what must it be like in her head?
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. It's good. It's so, it's really...
It's time, isn't it?
It's time. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for indulging. Now, I hope everyone else
feels
queasy.
Can we go to a good
queasy
tune? Yeah. Can we go to a nice uplifting beat? Someone who hasn't
really queasy.
Rehash crap. Serena Williams is pregnant.
She is.
Wow.
And the fantastic state of affairs. She was actually 8 weeks pregnant when she won... Not, without losing a set to her sister, the Australian Open.
That's amazing. I think that is that's so good.
So good.
So good. Because she have the clap. Oh, she needs can. To have. We're just giving everyone the clap today. I think that's amazing.
This is that was her seventh time she's won the Australian Open,
and she's 35.
35.
She ain't no spring chicken.
No, she's not a spring chicken. But she's been able to. But how's that though? That is like superhuman stuff.
Yeah. Like, pretty. How do you reckon her sister knew? And then how gutted would the sister be? Just going, oh my God, I still can't beat her.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous. Superhuman.
The only thing that's a concern for me, and I am a big tennis fan, is if Serena Williams can win a major tournament like that and be pregnant.
How average is everyone else?
Yeah, what does that say for everyone else?
I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
okay,
now,
so
now
Mr.
we're talking
glass about... half empty. just looking at the fact that she's an extremely talented
she is
sports
and
person.
An incredibly athletic. Like what a physique, what a person, like outrage. Congratulations.
Well, you've got to think that, but you would have to think. Although with her, there seems to be no precedent. Sort of, you know, there's no rules. You would have to assume now at 35 having her first child that that's it. But then who knows?
She says she's not done.
She's not
no,
done.
No, she could come back for the eighth title next year, which is...
next
which
year?
Next year.
Push
Open.
A baby out and do that.
Oh, yeah. Look, yeah.
She's Serena Williams. She can do that.
Yeah, what's
God.
The weather?
I feel like calling in sick after I've had a hamburger.
Lavinia Nixon.
You know what I mean? Like, wow.
Lavinia Nixon has kids and back on the telly. And she
oh, she stands and does the weather,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is she gets back into shape really quick. Why can't Serena? She's an athlete.
She's got
she'll
abs
snap
of
back.
Steel.
Yeah, that baby will be out in 2 minutes. Boof.
Yeah. It's like, boof, against the wall.
Yeah.
And also, too, she's equal at, I think, 23 Grand Slams, which is the most. She's equal for the most ever. Like, as if she's going to walk away without...
No,
I need one more.
Wow. Baby in hand, trophy
yeah,
in the
exactly.
other.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, this will be exciting.
Imagine the breastfeeding that's going to go on. Anyway, that's another story together. Time for a bit of fun, Anna Murphy.
Yes.
You know how occasionally we come up with some really interesting stuff?
Really? Yes.
Well,
this
isn't one of them. This is just a chance for people to pick up a prize.
Oh.
We
did
are
I
blessed.
Hear you say prize?
I did indeed. It's
Wowza.
Been a long time between drinks.
Hasn't it?
But we have this morning a pancake parlor voucher to give away. It's worth $25.
You've ruined the thing. Weren't we going to guess what the prize was?
Were we?
Ladies and gentlemen, our producer Tim's left, so
we're doing.
Hold on,
the rap name.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
sorry,
remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I thought that was a two
no,
step program.
No, it's not a 2-step program. It's just this is the way it works. Okay, so we're not into rap here at Joy, a lot. We have a little bit of rapping in between.
I can't rap to save
I
myself.
I can't rap. I admire rappers.
Do you know who I love rapping?
Who?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran's a great rapper.
And do you know, he learned how to rap. This was totally a segue off. He learned how to rap because when he had a traumatic experience as a child, he developed a stutter and his dad gave him rap and he learned how
YouTube.
To rap.
I think we're
so on
that.
Anyway, it's gorgeous. Anyway, yes, back to our game.
How this game works is you need to tell us your rap name, basically.
Yeah.
We're going to make
your
it,
rap name?
And you've got to make it up. So how it works is whatever is the last thing you had in your mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Food, you know, whatever, whatever
it could
be. Whatever the last thing you had in your mouth, you have to write down and then you have to put little in front of it.
Lil.
So,
like Wayne,
for example,
Lil.
I just had a Burn protein bar, so I'd be Lil Burn.
Lil Burn, or I could be Lil Protein because we shared that.
Yeah.
Lil Protein.
That's the way it works.
Or before I had Lil Nana.
Who says Nana?
I don't know.
How old are you?
About 3.
Okay, so that's the way it works. You've got
Lil Nana.
Whatever you've had in your mouth. It doesn't necessarily have to be food. It could be anything. Little denture. Could be absolutely anything you want, right?
I hesitate with our joysters. I hesitate but to just gotta, say keep it clean.
You've got to put little in front of it. And you've got to send it through 0427JOY949 on everyjoy.org.au. Chance to pick up a awesome little prize, which is a pancake parlour voucher worth $25.
Yay!
Send it through 0427JOY949. Tell us your rap name on Joy.
Well,
some we've touched in a nice way. Some we've ruptured.
I'm in the naughty corner again.
Now you are, because I didn't know this. I was moving the car when you bagged the crap out of what's her face? What's
Nikki
her head?
Webster.
Nikki Webster and Strawberry Kisses. Now,
fairness, all I said was some things need to be left in the past.
All
and
know.
I was just handed that by our producer. So, had you heard this song? And I said, "Oh my god!"
Yeah.
And now.
There's no reason why she should have brought it back, but there is a reason apparently, because someone just sent through a message saying Strawberry Kisses was remade with Sam Mack to raise money for a children's charity. How do you feel now?
I feel terrible, but I hesitate. I hesitate here because if you're raising money, it needs to be done with something that someone's actually going to buy.
Oh, dear. Anyway, next message.
Good luck, anyway. Good luck.
Got a message that's come through.
Yes.
Now, we've got a game happening at the moment. This one says, great show, guys. Lots of love. Kevin.
Thanks,
from Leeds,
Kevin,
in the UK.
From Leeds in the UK.
Someone gets our crap. That's great. All the way in Europe.
Someone understands.
Now, we've got this game, which is fantastic. Why haven't we thought? We've been on air for nearly 6 years. Why haven't we thought of this?
Why haven't we?
This is
what are you doing?
We're giving you all a rap name because we're into rapping here. So all you've got to do
I'm Lil Nana.
The last thing that you put in your mouth, you've got to put in front of that little.
Lil.
Little.
Lil.
All right? So it could be absolutely anything. It could be a little toothbrush.
It could be
anything at all.
It could be anything.
Send it through. We've got a prize to give away. 0427JOY949. Honorajoy.org.au.
It's a pancake parlour voucher.
This one says.
Hi, guys. Love the show as always. My rap name is Little Weet-Bix.
Oh, good on you.
That's
I like the Little Weet-Bix from Zuff.
I like that. Stuff. And this one came through. No name. Just Lil Muffin. this one, I think that one's actually a message that was meant to go to a dating site.
We take everything
here.
We
take everything.
0427JOY949.
I'm sorry if I offended any Nikki Webster lovers out there.
You're blowing your strawberry kisses right now.
I am. And we've got lots of people playing the game. We've got this one, Lil Prep. Oh, that's good.
Oh, lovely.
And this one from Frank from Canada says, hey, Murphys, welcome back. My rap name is Lil Cookie.
Lil Cookie, like that.
Do you have a cookie for breakfast? Oh, he's in Canada. It might
could
be
afternoon tea.
Get out.
Stop it.
Get out of my... Okay. And this one, this one's called Hey Ho, Lil Pillow.
Oh.
Coming at your dog. Not sure about that.
Oh, dear. We've opened a can of worms.
We have indeed.
Here's one for you, Anna Murphy. Ashes were scattered off the stern of one of Manly's ferries last Tuesday in an emotional tribute to a loved one. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But the minute-long ceremony didn't go according to plan, as some of the ashes blew down the side of the ferry and onto all the passengers below.
Oh, no, I reckon that's terrific. I seriously think I love that story. That's how I want to go out.
Oh,
I
mean,
like,
scattered.
You know, cremated and then flung out and then just blow all over everyone, like in one spectacular, final.
I don't know whether that's exactly the terminology you want.
Everyone just smearing me all over their foreheads.
It's repulsive. You know how we've been on air for for a long time.
For a long time. 6 years next week.
6 years next week if you want to join us for the birthday show.
Join us for our sixth birthday celebration.
You get less for murder these days, don't you? Seriously.
Certainly do.
You know how we've always fought?
Yes.
Like we've always had tiffs and blues.
Yes. So there's been a couple of walkouts.
I just wish that our show had started when this new app came out.
What app?
Well, disagreements between couples or friends or whatever are inevitable, but... what if you knew exactly when to walk away before it all became a huge disaster?
What do you mean?
Well, they've designed a new app on your phone.
You said that, but you're not getting
and
to the point.
And what it does, it alerts you to when you're going to have a blue.
Yeah, you just said that again too.
Yes, and so researchers in the US have developed a program that analyzes the language and obviously certain traits that you have when you're about to have an argument. And what they do is it sends off a beeping message to you and basically tells you, walk away.
Hoping to de-escalate the conflict. Maybe Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un need this app.
Oh, maybe you and Kim Jong-un will need the app after he finds out how you pronounce his name.
I don't think he's listening, Dom. Anyway, I think he's got bigger fish to fry. Don't they only listen to anti-American propaganda in North Korea? Well, he's not listening to Joy.
That's us.
Oh, well, not listening to us. No.
What do you mean?
Anyway,
there you go. We're having a tiff already. Yep. Can't you feel the buzzer? It's beeping in my pants.
Oh, that's Lady Gaga. That's not the app.
Now, listen to me.
Now, what's going on?
You know how you always tell me that I'm trying to hang on to my youth?
Yes. Well, now how's that going for you, Doc?
Pretty good, because I've just found out a way to do it. Blood from human umbilical cords may soon have they've got the ingredient for the fountain of youth.
God.
They're going to extract the blood and all that kind of stuff and whack it into you, and you're going to look 25 again. It's going to be great.
Oh, can't you just see it, Tess? You'll start running the first ever maternity ward discos. Come on down.
Just hanging out the maternity ward.
All these women having babies like in their dressing gowns.
Hey, throw us your leftovers.
That's gross.
It's funny the conversations we have when we're playing music.
Yeah, because I just said to Dean Murphy, because as we're our sixth birthday, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next week, so please join us for some celebration. Oh, no. But what I said to Dean just then, listening to Zayn Malik, who's in his new solo career, I said, you know what? We've been on air before, during, and after the One Direction phenomenon that swept the globe.
Yes, remember? I remember their first song.
Same.
That we played, and we were like, oh, there'll be one-hit wonders.
You said that.
I think I did.
Dreadful.
I think it came out of my mouth, but they went on to massive success.
Congratulations, boys, on your world domination.
We hated them, actually, at the start, went to love them, and then we knew they were breaking up, and then we kept doing the show.
I don't know. I think for next week we might actually do a little, you know, this was happening in year 2011. This was happening. We're just going to see how many things got achieved whilst we've been
Obama
in these seats.
Obama did two terms while we've been on, didn't he?
Oh, my God, he did two. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, good Lord's up.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.